I'm gonna start off by saying this. Offense, we did not do good. We gotta be better blocking. Ty, your pocket awareness, your situation awareness gotta be better. That fourth down, you could have ran for the first down, but you threw it. And there was plenty of times where you could have just stepped up in the pocket and took off. I'm not asking you to be Jalen Miro, but man, take what they give you. And they was giving you the flats and open lanes. I don't know what was going on in your mind, man. Like, it was times Ty looked like he wanted to cry, or he was like completely in a daze. That first drive was like, okay, it feels like we getting back to Bama football. We running, we play action, we dumping it off. We, you know what I'm saying? We taking what the defense give us. We couldn't get no push on the line no more. Ryan Williams, I know that you was doubled all night, but when you did get your moments one-on-one, you dropped the ball. I don't know why Jalen Hill wasn't in the game a lot sooner. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude can ball. Plus, him and Ty already got a rapport from scout team. Offensive line got to be better. And I'm going to say this. Caden Proctor, I think he is so overrated. He constantly gets beat, especially in moments where you need him to step up. He get his ass whooped. What I really want to motherfucking get in is this goddamn defense. Like, man, at what point are we going to learn to make in-game adjustments? Dude was just sitting in the pocket all night, throwing darts when he wanted to because he knew we was playing zone to keep eyes on him. We went blitzing him like we should have been blitzing him. I'd rather him running around trying to throw the ball than you just having time. And then when we would rush him, we would rush upfield, leaving the middle of the field wide open. And I'm like, okay, why are we not having one person spot and one of our linebackers go get him? And everybody man the fuck up. Like, at this point, man the fuck up. If they beat us throwing the ball, I'd rather him fucking being Johnny Manziel running around. I'd rather him beat us like that. I'm embarrassed right now, and I ain't even gonna lie. The defense, I can tell, and this is why I was nervous about playing Gus Malzahn. I knew it was gonna be a lot of eye candy, a lot of zones, RPOs, quarterback draws. I knew it was gonna be a lot of that. But I said, I wouldn't be surprised if he come out and run that same type of thing Vanderbilt ran on us last year. And I'll be damned. We still undisciplined. That fourth down play, that flag, that shit killed us. And then Damone Jackson talking shit. Because that's why I thought they threw the flag on. I understand Kalen DeBoer is Kalen DeBoer. And I'm not asking him to be Nick Saban. But you going to have to start getting these boy ass. Like, you're going to have to start saying something because you just be too mellow on the sideline when they show you. And us Bama fans, bro, we not used to that. We used to people cussing, screaming, Kirby cursing, screaming, Nick Saban doing that shit. Some of the assistants, Scott Cochran. Like, I ain't saying beat them by no means, man. But, bro, I need some of that on the sideline because they were flat as hell.